You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31.
That's why people are not listening, because they get aggravated.
Oh, really? It's my fault?
Part of it. When you do things like that, right then, if they heard that, they would go, forget, I'm done with this podcast.
Then if they heard you talking.
What? They would go, interesting. Because I have
a... They would go... Interesting.
I have a sexy voice. I have a sexy, sexy podcast voice.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
No one's ever told me that. I'm just saying that. You look pretty today. You know what you look like today with that outfit?
Oh, God. Here we go.
You look like a...
That outfit is not an outfit. I'm going to the gym after this.
You look like a phys ed instructor.
Yeah. Yeah,
you look like a physical.
I'm going to play a little dodgeball.
Like almost like how that lady would dress on Glee. Which one? You know, the main person on Glee.
Can you just seriously?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the kind of look you have this morning.
Are you watching Glee?
No, I've seen commercials. I've never seen one episode in my life.
You know what I've never seen an episode of?
What?
How I Met Your Mother.
Me either.
Not one.
Me either.
Name another show.
The
Walking Dead. Never seen it.
Not one. I've never seen an episode of any zombie movie ever. Show.
Zombie movies usually.
Show. I've never
single
seen.
Single episode.
I've never seen one Walking Dead. Know what else I've never seen?
What?
What's the one that Charlie Sheen used to be in?
Two and a Half?
Two and a Half Men. Not one episode I've ever watched.
I think I saw one of those.
Uh-oh, I'm winning. Mm-hmm. I'm one up. Mm-hmm. Come on, keep going. Name.
What's the one with the smart people in it? The like.
Oh, I've never seen one episode of that 70s show.
Never saw one episode.
Not
of it.
One episode.
But what's the show I'm thinking of? The nerds. Big Bang Theory.
Not one episode.
Never saw one episode. I guarantee you, they came up with the title for that before they came up with the show.
Okay, what do you guarantee? Is that your guarantee you're throwing out?
Ladies and gentlemen, the gauntlet has been thrown.
What else have you never seen? I've never seen one episode of Deadwood.
Okay. I've never seen it.
What else? Oh, I've never seen one episode of Tremor.
I don't know what are you talking about?
What's the one from New Orleans that was on HBO? The same people from The Wire?
No, not one person ever saw one episode of that.
No, it's not Tremor. That was a movie.
I don't know.
Whatever. What do you mean? That was a big show for them on HBO.
It was?
I think so, yeah.
We should probably watch it. It's probably good.
I know. We should start
by the Wire guy, right?
Wire people, yeah, I think so. It's got to be good if it's from those
from
guys.
From those fellas.
What else have you... I've never seen one episode of Law and Order.
You know what I wish I never saw one episode of?
What?
I can't remember the name of it now. You know the one where
Donovan? No.
That is not a good show.
I think it's a good show.
For me. Yeah. For me. I don't. Oh, what?
Scandal?
Scandal.
You only gave it 3 episodes.
I couldn't take it.
You got to give
it
more time.
The way they talk on there, it makes me want to bash everybody's face in.
You got to give it more time. You got to let it develop. You got to let the characters, you know.
But also, you know, when... Like, there's certain things that I know. Like, one time I was in the gym, and there was this huge bodybuilder, and he got in the bike, and he opened up a Harry Potter book, and I knew immediately that's not for me. If it's reaching that far and wide, do you know what I mean? Like, if everyone is loving something, it's probably not for me.
Why? Everybody loves me.
No, they don't. No one loves you.
A lot of people. I'm very likable.
But okay. I sent, you know, this Joey Novik guy with I got to get my phone and read this. You won't believe it. So remember, he was like constantly like, have you tweeted it yet? You know.
Well, Bonnie's doing it.
Saturday night.
This Saturday
coming up.
They cancel Friday?
Well, he told me that he's not telling people he canceled due to lack of sales, which wink, wink. It was because I got a TV appearance. I would like to know where that TV appearance is.
On a Friday night,
yeah. I'm doing I fly get to LA and do the Tonight Show. So Saturday, I don't know how the ticket sales are, but he's clearly worried about it. And then it's embarrassing because it's, you know, it comes up when I put the website up, it comes up a diner, you know. Anyway, so I the bio that he used, I don't know where he got it. It's like a ridiculous bio. So I emailed him. I said, I have a new, you know, use this bio, you know.
Well, wasn't that like three paragraphs long or something?
It was like 2 pages. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even read it all. It was like making me sick the first
word of it. My account emailed me. I just got a texture back. This. Hold on. Don't call it.
What? I'm in the middle of...
Wait. So
anyway, I sent him a new bio, which included...
Oh, look. That book ended up
Rich,
on my phone.
Rich, come on.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves Rich. Oh.
Oh, hold on. Keep going at home. Show me how...
I'm not, you know, if I was sitting there on my phone emailing and stuff, you would lose your motherfucking mind.
This is for our taxes. She's doing it. Our taxes now, so...
I know, but the thing is like, you don't realize, like, 40 minutes doesn't make a difference. Like, do you really think it's worth it?
Okay, so... But the bio I saw, like, I didn't read the one he said, wrote of you, but it looked like it was 4 paragraphs long.
No, it was like... I've already gone over this.
Like,
I'm reading anything. It's 2 pages long. It's so long.
No, a bio
it's
is 2 pages
I don't know who... I hired a ghostwriter to... That was... Yeah. It's a treatment for a... So, anyway, so... I said, you just... Here's... You know, I'll get you a new bio. So, I sent a new bio, which included, you know, my most recent credits, the movie, and that we do a podcast. And in the bio, I wrote, like... You know, contractually, I have to, you know, say, you know, in every, I can't remember how I wrote it, but something about like, excuse me.
You don't say excuse me when you sneeze.
Yeah, you do.
You say excuse me when you burp. You don't say excuse me when you sneeze.
I think you can do it.
I'm telling you,
nobody
does. I'd
rather err on the side of excuse me.
No, but nobody says it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I said, you know, I have to contractually have to mention my husband, Rich Voss. And everything I do, he's a big act, and we do a podcast together, and my wife hates me. So he writes me back, and he goes, well, I'm sorry you hate your husband, but let me just say, I got to read the email. It's insane. It's insane.
All right, while she's going to get that, okay. Remind me to complain about radio this week.
Okay. Okay, messages.
Maybe he was joking.
I don't think so. You have a good husband and should not hate him. I am very proud, by the way, to know Rich and have seen his arc of success for 30 years from the 80s to now. A real life champion. So I wrote back, okay. Like.
Do you want me to get him on the phone?
Get him on the phone. Let's clear this up. But don't make fun of the fact that it's a diner.
I don't know. It never comes through when you talk to somebody on a phone.
Just do it. No, he's got a very good voice for this sort of thing.
But nobody knows who he is.
It doesn't matter. It's the fact that he's like he doesn't get that it's.
All right, let me find.
Like this might not work. Who cares? It's not like what we were planning to do instead was like this. We're now pushing a real genius 5 minutes to.
Well,
get
you
this
know
guy
what.
On the phone.
I used to work for this guy back in the day, Joey Novik. He used to book one-nighters, right, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I worked. So I was doing a one-nighter for him, and I collected all the money, my money and his commission.
Mm-hmm.
So I took his commission. I went out and bought crack with it. you know, and I owe them money.
Rich, okay, stop. Stop right now, or I will walk away from this podcast.
I can't tell the story.
It's not that. It's you've been picking your nose since we started. You got it on your phone. It's like if people could see, they know what's going on. Like what I'm looking at is a guy with gum hanging out the top
you
of his lip.
You make me nervous.
And then it's like, but it's not even that you're not even picking your nose like a normal person. You're using your little finger, which is somehow. Like, the other way is gross. This puts it in a whole fucking new spectrum of disgusting.
But I'm not really picking. I'm scratching the bone.
Whatever. You're getting it on things. I can see you flicking it around and trying to get it off. It's like this whole fucking house has just got a little bit of layer of fucking snot just to press it on. It goes, I've seen you flick it.
No, I've seen you flick it. In my car, drop them.
In your car, that's how I get even. That's how I get back.
Yeah, you drop it in my car like you're so nonchalant, like nobody sees you rolling it. You're disgusting. You're like
a guy. Disgusting. You're worse.
You're like a guy.
That's the only reason you married me.
I'm lucky we don't have a wooden floor in our bedroom because I'd hear yours land when you throw them.
Oh, come on. I don't do it in the bedroom.
I used to do that when I lived in... When I lived on my own, I had a wooden floor, and I'm telling you, I throw them, and you hear them.
You're making me feel ill.
But they did. You could hear them at the floor. Anyhow, so I worked for this guy, and I spent his money.
This has been booger talk.
I don't even do that kind of humor. I don't do that kind of humor. I'm surprised.
No, it's not humor. I'll grant you that.
So I spent his commission on Freebase, on crack, whatever. When I owed him money, he got mad. He said, I am not going to use you in any of my clubs for 6 months. He told me he won't use me for 6 months as my punishment. So like 2 days later, I call him. I said, hey, look, can you book me 7 months down the road now? Like I was trying to get a date the month after. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you wouldn't have booked within 6 months with that guy anyway. You just were booked with him. So, yeah.
I would have back then. I wasn't booked 6 months.
So then why is it a good story? If you would have anyway, why is it a good story?
I don't know.
Only a good story if you wouldn't have been booked within that 6 month anyway.
All right, hold on.
So you just ruined your own good story. Good.
Shut up. I ruined my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I met you.
Should have stayed on crack.
You should have stayed upstairs at the cellar and not came and talked to me.
Wonderful comeback, by the way. Very sharp.
Oh, it's...
He's not answering.
He's not answering because he knows. He knows that we are...
Well, let me just say this. We did get one response from the podcast that is on your side. So
what?
There's that. We should check that off.
What's that?
Joey Novak. Don't hate him.
Oh.
He's a good man.
Well... All right, so this weekend, I'm working
Philly. Does he really think I hate you? I mean, I do, but like, does he think that the podcast, like, it's just weird.
I don't know. I don't think
he's like, I've been doing this comedy piece called, I want to kill myself. And then people are like, that's not a good one because you might actually tell someone.
What?
I was trying to think of an example, but I can't really.
What?
Like, would you go, if you told somebody, like, oh, I'm doing this comedy piece about, I'm going to go into debt. Would everyone be like, look, don't go into debt. Like, people will take you seriously. Does this make sense? It's not really making sense. I might kill myself. Not a comedy bit. I might kill myself.
You would never do that. I don't think I could collect on insurance if you did that.
If you came in and found me... that I'd killed myself, you'd try to make...
I would make it look like a murder.
Yeah. You'd set yourself up for...
I don't think you can collect on life insurance if...
No. Why would you?
Well, I didn't kill you, so I can't help it if you fucking killed yourself. I'm the one who's still... Why shouldn't I get paid? Because of your fucking, habits of killing yourself?
I don't know. Well, let's ask... our insurance guy.
We're just dying to call anybody.
Not right now.
Oh.
I mean, just in general.
So this weekend, I'm in Helium in Philadelphia. And last year when I was in Helium, Preston and Steve, who are the big radio show in Philly, didn't use me. Now, the time before it, I went in. Like, we kind of had a fallout.
I'm doing President Steve.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
For the fannies.
Are you really?
I'm hosting the fannies.
When are you doing President Steve? You're going in?
I don't know, but that's what he said on the phone.
Well, anyhow. So, in the beginning, like when Kid Chris was in Philly, I think I kind of, you know, trashed him, which I didn't even know. It was just being comedy. I was just being funny. So, but then they still let me in. And I went in there like every year I did Helium. I went in there like 3 or 4 times and it always went well. It was never bad. It was always good. And then the last year they didn't let me in, or I couldn't get in because they were having their intern Olympics, which is hard to compete with. And this year they're doing a comedy show and they don't want me in because they don't want to compete. They have Bibigli in on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to compete with, they don't want to promote my show if they're putting on a show somewhere.
Right.
But what are the odds that the last 2 years I can't get into their station? Or did they turn on Rich Voss after we...
It could just be coincidence.
2 years in a row? I mean, we made, you know, we...
Well, sounds like legitimate things.
We had... Well, I couldn't even go in there Thursday because they would still be promoting my weekend show there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't want you to come in and promote that weekend.
Well, I mean, you know, whatever. I'm sure.
It sounds like it could just be bad luck.
Last year when they had the intern Olympics, I would have been perfect for that.
Yeah, that one does sound a little...
How could they not have me in for something like that? I mean, are you kidding me? Maybe I'm just too mean. I don't know.
OMG. You're going to start being... Let's hear what nice Voss would sound like. Let's hear a little of this new character.
Well,
Voss.
You know, to tell you the truth, I could see their point, and they're having Mike Bibiglia, who is a fantastic comic, so I'm sure it'll work out fine for them, and I'll do other radio, and I think it'll work out fine for everybody.
I thought you hated Mike Bibiglia.
I don't hate him. I don't hate him. I'm not a big fan of his.
Rich, that's not... You can't even do nice guy character.
What do you mean?
You go, I'm not a big fan of his. That's not nice guy character. I was setting you up, loser.
Start again.
Oh, brother.
Go ahead.
I was going like this with my eyes, like, do the character. Oh, okay. And you were like, I don't hate him.
Well,
I'm not a fan. You couldn't even do nice guy Rich Voss.
I'll do nice guy Rich Voss right
for
now.
A minute.
Let's do nice guy Rich Voss for now.
Try to do the podcast. Right now, Rich Voss.
You look lovely today, and
sounds exactly the same.
But you know what? When I got home yesterday from being in Indianapolis, and I got to walk in the door, I felt like, you know, just like I was so excited to see you and Raina and spend the day, you know, at night going to the movies and out to dinner, and taking you to that bar where the you had a beer where that drunk was bothering me.
You can't do it. You don't even know. In your mind, you're searching, like, what does nice sound like? You couldn't even think of, like, how does it go?
I know how nice. Ask me a question. I'll be nice. Ask me any question.
How is Noah?
Well, you know what?
Oh, does every nice guy repeat the question to give himself time to think? Time to squash that... Horrible.
I'll tell you how Noah was. It didn't matter how the movie was. It was the fact that I got to spend time with you alone on your birthday. And I didn't care whether if we saw Noah, if we saw, you know, Rocky Balboa. It doesn't matter to me. Just the fact that I was...
That you're able to rhyme.
That I'm able to rhyme and I was in your company. Next question.
Well, nice you guy. Said, let's go out to dinner
yes.
and a movie.
Yes.
And... First of all, you bought me 2 pairs of shoes.
2 pairs, yes.
Because I guess you were like scared one might not be right.
No, I...
Both very nice. Thank you so much.
You're right.
You wouldn't be mad if I took 1 pair back, right?
What pair are you taking back?
I don't know. We'll see. I got to try it on with a few.
You can't take the gray pair back because there's no Nordstrom Rack around here. What?
Thanks again for your... $8 pair of shoes.
No, they weren't $8. What are you fucking kidding me? You know what I spent?
$30.
Those shoes were like $26 for those.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So then, of course, you know, the babysitter comes and we leave and get in the car. And then you have no... You knew we were going to Noah. You knew that.
Yes.
Right. You had that planned. There was not even any question of it. Not what movie would you like to see?
Oh, no, shut your face, because I fucking...
Oh, said, nice guy, Rich Voss.
You fucking bullshit. I said to you on the phone, do you want to go see Noah? And you said, yeah, that's a great choice. That
I didn't... I would never... Did. First of all, yes. I might have said, that sounds good or something.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds fine. That
yeah, sounds I wouldn't have ever said, that's a great choice. That's not how I talk, okay?
Whatever. You know, you're
Don't
you're
oversell.
Splitting hairs,
no,
you know.
I'm not.
Whatever.
Okay,
you
so
said,
anyway,
that would be fantastic.
So
you would say you said that
so that's
would be,
fine. I didn't care. Yeah, that's fine. You know.
All right. Well, don't say.
I'm
it.
Just saying it was your
suggestion, but you didn't come up with a rebuttal.
Then we go to go
any other ones.
To the dinner, and it's like you always do this. You're like, we're gonna go to the mall for dinner, right? Because they have like a bunch of different restaurants. Stop.
I was picking my skin, not my nose.
So we go to
Houlihan's.
No, we were going to go to the mall. This is what you said. We're going to go to the mall. We're going to go for dinner at the mall.
You said, do you want to go to the mall? I said, yeah, well, there's a couple places there. There's Cheesecake Factory, but there's always a long line. And then there's California Pizza Kitchen. So right. We were going to go there. But then,
right. But then when you start driving, this is what you always do it. Just don't take this as a criticism, even though it's a big criticism, but... No, but you always do it. Then you start
second guessing. I throw out options.
No, but it's like so annoying.
I throw out other options.
And no matter... Okay, so then...
I said, do you want to go to Houlihan's? Do you want to go...
You said
here?
You want to go get pizza. I just didn't want to go get pizza.
Yeah, but that one place has great pizza.
I know, but I just didn't feel... So... Oh, yeah. Then I said, let's just go to Houlihan's because we always end up going to Houlihan's. This is like funny to think like...
What? Like, we love Houlihan's, though.
Just the names of the places. This is, you know, this is New Jersey, suburban New Jersey. So.
There's great restaurants.
There's not
have
great
time.
Restaurants.
I could tell you, are you kidding me? Somerville
why
has.
Why do we never go to one, then?
Well, why?
How can we never go? Anytime we're going out for dinner, it's always like, we always end up at Houlihan's because there's no good place.
If we went up to Bedminster or Peapack or Mendham, let me tell you, these fucking places
are
money.
Okay, but in our area, thank you.
You said Jersey.
Okay, but I'm talking about in our area.
Somerville
people
has,
know we're not going to drive 2 hours in Jersey.
No,
to
Mendham and Peapack is only like 20 minutes from here, 25 minutes, 20 minutes or 15.
It's still too far.
But Somerville has great restaurants.
Why do we never go to one then?
I don't know. We went to that one that was in the big house on New Year's Eve that time. That's like a fucking 4-star. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. You're always telling me. You're always getting mad when I say there's no restaurants. And yet
I don't get mad. It's not like I'm a fucking restaurant, lobbyist here in Jersey.
Well, you never take me to a good restaurant.
There's one in
Although
Hillsborough.
I do kind of love Houlihan's.
There is one... There's one in Hillsborough, that Italian restaurant, but you don't like Italian food.
That one is...
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Where?
That little dark one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get like...
No, I'm not talking about our neighbor.
18 pounds of rich. Come on.
We don't even have any.
So we go... So then we say we're going to Houlihan's. Then you change your mind 18 times on the way to Houlihan's. You have to just, like with Rich, you just have to keep going, no, it's Houlihan's. No, it's Houlihan's. Otherwise, you'll just spend all night, like, trying to find, like, he cannot make a decision. So then we go to Houlihan's, and then I say to him, he's on the way there. He's like, don't you get a birthday email with a...
Yeah, you get a birthday.
I didn't Houlihan's. Get a birthday email.
You probably
so Rich
just erased it.
Is formulating how he's going to get me a free meal for my birthday. And then I reminded him, when we got into the restaurant, that he had a coupon, or no, he had a... Something for
a gift card,
or something for Houlihan's, and then he laughed at me. He goes, $5 because we did have a $5 one once. And then I said, no, last time we were here, we got bad service, and they gave us. And he goes, oh my god, you almost I thought you were gonna have a heart attack. You remembered that you had a $25 gift card in for Houlihan's in your back pocket, and I never saw anybody. You were like Don Knotts. Going for your wallet. It was ridiculous. Oh, I got it. So that was nice.
Well, that was nice.
Then we went to the...
Closer to the mic.
Then we went to the place.
Closer to the mic.
Movie sold out. Rich doesn't understand how you can buy tickets in advance.
I don't understand. I just was on a plane. I was traveling. I didn't buy tickets. I've never bought tickets in advance. And I know you can. So we got there. It was sold out. So we went to another. And then she's going, oh, we left the mall and we were going to go to Manville. She goes, I don't really like that theater.
I don't like that theater.
Like she's like some snooty.
It's dirty and smelly.
It's not dirty and smelly. That bar we went into so you could have a beer was dirty and smelly.
Well, we had to kill some time. So we had to kill some time. So Rich says, look, we're going to have to kill some time. So why don't we go to a bar and get you a beer?
Get you a beer?
Yeah.
Because I don't drink.
Okay. Everyone fucking knows that. This is like, you know what? People like make fun of vegetarians for constantly being like, but people who don't drink are just, it's like endless talk about the fact that they don't drink. Could be like. You could be in a fucking coffee shop and be like, I hope there's no alcohol in this coffee because I don't drink.
Oh, really?
I don't drink.
Yeah, okay.
Grab a fucking water at the Wawa. There's no alcohol in this water, is there? I don't drink.
Yeah, as they bring you your dinner last night, are those bacon bits? Yeah, clearly. No, they're just little.
Me out.
No, it's tree bark. We put little pieces of tree bark.
It wasn't on there last time. I just flicked it off and ate it.
Okay, so I don't eat meat. Are those bacon bits? I'll remove them. I'll remove the bacon bits myself.
God forbid you go into a bar and order a Diet Coke without, you know, referencing that you've been sober for fucking 80 years.
I didn't even have a Diet Coke.
So then he says, we'll go get you a beer while we're waiting for the movie. He literally drives half a block and goes, I don't see any I don't know where to go, so we'll just go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that would have been nicer if we both sat in Dunkin' Donuts having a coffee and a munchkinny. You know, had a nice cup of coffee, both of us, after that big meal we ate at Houlihan's. But no, you think because it's my birthday 2 days later. You're like those people in the fucking audience that go to shows. It's my birthday. Nobody gives a fuck. I mean, I do.
Thank you. Now the truth comes out.
No, I mean, we do give a fuck. Your husband gives a fuck.
I see you took off the nice Rich Voss mask and back to reality.
But you know, like you went out with your friends.
But it is true. That's how you think. The whole time you're resentful.
I'm not resentful.
That it's my night and I'm supposed to have some say in it.
No, I'm not resentful.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Look at it. It's how she turns it into a negative towards me and, you know, whatever. No, I'm not resentful. I mean,
what I'm going to get you for your birthday?
Probably nothing like it every year.
That is not true.
What?
I've gotten you some really nice shit.
When?
I've gotten you some really nice shit. And you know it.
I know.
Louis Vuitton stuff. Okay.
Yeah. You have. Back, yeah.
Okay. Make you nice dinners or take you out for nice dinners or get nice New York dinners.
All right. You do a good job. All right. What are you going to do this year?
I don't drink. I'm going to take a picture of the shoes you got me and put in a card. This is what you got me.
I got you the what you asked for. I got you exactly.
They're not the ones I asked for, but they're close. Thank you.
Yes, they
you.
Are. If you go to Bloomingdale's, you won't see any other one. I showed you pictures of every one.
The ones I had were leather uppers.
There was no more. They weren't there. There was no leather uppers. Okay? And, you know, you try to be a nice guy, but it's hard to be a nice guy with you. You don't appreciate anything.
I do appreciate it. I'm just joking around, but you take it so seriously.
I rushed home yesterday.
At least I don't fucking say on your birthday, like, nobody gives a shit about your birthday. No, you're like one of those fucking idiots that come in. It's my birthday. You're like one of those fucking nightmares that tries to celebrate one day a year for yourself.
You know how much you hate them when they come into a club, though, when there's their whole, it's her birthday.
Well, you know, go celebrate somewhere where you can be the center of attention. You don't come to a comedy club and try to be the center of attention.
That's what I'm saying. That's what.
Yeah, those hateful people. You just compared me to that. Okay, because I didn't want to go sit in Dunkin' Donuts and have a munchkin and share a coffee.
No, we would have got our own coffee.
Oh, I would have got my own coffee on this. Would have been able to get a medium. Get a small.
We never shared a coffee in our life. I mean, in the car we have.
Are you crazy? Please.
Not because of money, because we didn't. Not because of money, because neither one of us wanted a whole cup. That's happened many times. Yeah. But
oh my!
Oh, you're trying to say I've ever said you can't have a cup of coffee over the money, over $1.80.
Okay, first of all, you know, I don't know what it's about. It's not necessarily about the money. You're more complicated than that. Like, if I wanted a latte, you would lose your fucking mind. Okay, if you had to order like the same exact coffee that you order for yourself, but with cinnamon, you would be like, "What the fuck? I'm not ordering that whole fucking thing." Like, you lose your mind if I want anything even remotely.
Well, because you're like,
I like a medium cup because it has a different lid. I don't like that fucking small cardboard cup.
Yeah.
Okay. But, oh, God forbid.
What it is? You're like all those other people that have ruined fucking coffee lines.
Oh, because
lines.
I asked for a, you know what, you dumb fucking piece of shit? Lattes, cappuccinos,
yeah,
you know, those are
shit.
As old as coffee itself.
No, listen to me, that shit
might be older than fucking your Americana.
Look, listen to me,
okay?
Fucking,
that is not a newfangled thing.
No,
I never get a blended. I occasionally get a nice coffee, not when I'm with you. When I'm by myself,
yeah.
Because I don't like you taking a sip and then going, ah,
yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Who would drink it?
Yeah.
Well, you've taken 18 sips of my fucking coffees before. You know you don't like it.
Oh,
so. 18,
that's the number you're going to use?
Whatever. I can't.
And let me explain something. That kind of shit is good for Starbucks. Yeah, go to Starbucks and have some fancy fucking coffees and sit there and do
and what?
Your,
and
do
what,
your,
Rich? And
not
what?
You, I'm talking people in general.
Yeah. What do they do at Starbucks? You couldn't think of one thing.
I was gonna, but
what,
you cut
why
it
do
off.
You write in a notebook?
Yeah,
listen
you know,
to your headphones.
Work on
your computer.
On a Democratic campaign, like
good. There you go. There
you
go.
Or figure out a way to
save the whales,
or don't beat sales. You know, whatever. Something very.
Work
very,
on your you know your, African baby adoption
papers. Whatever. Okay, that shit is for Starbucks. But Dunkin' Donuts is get.
Those are house flippers. You're going to see. Here's what you're going to see. You're going to see real working people.
At Dunkin' Donuts.
At Dunkin' Donuts.
That's what you are. Yeah, people. Fucking hard worker, blue collar, that are working out on the street, digging holes in the cold, and they come in for a cup of coffee. Not a cup of that or this or that.
Or this or that?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. See?
There's
that's
a,
what
there's
Dunkin' Donuts.
A name for your
and that's
album.
What's ruined.
That or this or that.
That's what's ruined this country. It's, you know, okay, there's special places for special needs, but don't fucking ruin the other places.
Special needs?
Yeah, like.
Oh,
yeah.
Like Starbucks is for people in wheelchairs?
No, special needs, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But we disagree. Hey, you know what's great about this?
You know what's great?
We agree to disagree. Don't you hate people
that
say that?
I hate people that say that.
We agree to disagree.
I hate people that say, I'm a workaholic. I don't know why. It's such a fucking elitist white thing to say.
Uh-huh.
I'm a workaholic.
But,
like you think like a single mom with fucking three jobs. It's like.
It's bragging.
Gotta go to my third job. I'm a workaholic.
I only became a workaholic when he left me.
Well, I didn't know that I loved working. And then my husband left. My three kids were like, I'm hungry. And I got job. I couldn't stop getting jobs.
I was.
I don't do it for the money. I do it because I love it.
When
it's always people that get paid fucking unconscionable amounts of money that are like, I don't do it for the money.
Bullshit. Thursday night when I got into Indy, you know, I'm doing my show Thursday, the first show, and it wasn't that crowded. It was all right. And I'm on stage, and I'm working on...
this Wednesday night?
Thursday. I'm working on... I had to go Wednesday night.
Did you do an open mic on Wednesday night?
Oh, yeah, I just stopped it, because I had to do Thursday morning radio, so it just ruins a whole... Like, you lose a whole night when you got to do radio the Thursday... morning,
mm-hmm.
But Friday, you know,
you got that right.
But Bob and Tom mm-hmm. uses so many comics from so many, you know, Friday morning they had Nikki Glaser and Henry Phillips, who never called me back to have lunch on Saturday.
Oh shit, he fucking hates you.
Well, I didn't call him either, but I said maybe Saturday we'll have lunch, but we never.
Well, he probably didn't want to bother you.
Whatever, I'm glad I just worked out Saturday. I ate like a pig. I gained 2 pounds this week.
Oh,
so.
Oh, God.
So Thursday night, I'm doing my first show. And it's, you know, I'm working out, you know, material to make a new CD, putting a set together. And the audience is laughing. I do what I do. I don't fail. I know what I'm doing. And this guy and this girl, they're talking. They won't shut the... I go, why don't you guys shut up? Can you be quiet, please? And you can tell... And she's... They're like, well, why don't you be funny? And I go, well, they think I'm funny. The audience
Can I just say one thing before you get into the story? I do believe that people that say that, they don't... I think they think that's a funny thing to say. They're not really saying...
Oh, no, this guy...
Because somebody said it to me at the... They said... when I was talking to him, he said something like, how about a punchline? But I mean, I was doing very well as a comic strip.
Yeah, but,
so I know
but
that
they're
he was
not
like,
listening, so they don't know
you're
doing well.
But he was smiling like he thinks that they're, oh. Yeah, no, and those people aren't listening, but they think it's like the ultimate put down. They're not like in genuinely like, I think there's very few people that are genuinely, if you genuinely hated the show, you would get up and leave and ask for
money. Well, they eventually did after I tore the guy and her pieces. I mean, and he was just some, he was a big dude
but
too.
Also like don't so, why would you provoke
it triggered
like
only
it's one
once
thing
in
to
a
provoke
while.
A comic that's like, you know, sort of Letterman style comic that just does joke, but somebody who clearly is capable of, you know, handling an audience, why? I don't understand those people. That's like it's like, didn't you tell me this one time, it's like poking a boxer. Like, you don't poke a boxer.
You
don't
you
poke
that.
A professional boxer. Like
I never told you that.
Oh.
Who told you that?
I might have made it up myself.
Well, anyhow, so, and he was a big dude. Like,
maybe
he probably easily could have fucked
Bob
me up.
Bob Levy.
He easily could have fucked me up, but.
Don't poke a boxer.
But I tore him to pieces.
I think you did say it to me.
No, I didn't. I tore him
you
to
said
pieces.
Lots of stuff that you don't remember.
I didn't say that. I never said don't poke a
boxer. One time you said, the good thing about 9/11 is it made airline jokes relevant again.
I don't think I said that.
And you said that, and you don't. You swear you didn't say it.
I don't
think
I
said that.
It's the
cleverest thing you ever said.
I didn't say the good thing about it. I never would say a good thing about 9/11. I said one thing from 9/11.
Okay.
I've never, ever.
Oh my God.
I can guarantee I've never said
well,
one
looking
good thing.
Well, looking at the silver lining.
Okay. I've never once, because there's not one good thing that happened from. So after I destroyed this guy, and like,
oh my God! Do you think people did hear that?
What? The chair slide across the wooden floor?
Okay.
So the guy in the audience,
pick your nose, chew your fucking gross, your gum up in your upper lip, and fart. And what a
we're in hell.
Oh, Joey Novik! I don't hate my husband. How could I? How could I? This guy's a true gem.
So, and I said to the guy from the stage, I go, oh, look, what are you going to do? Come up here and hit me or throw, you know, throw something. I go, because if you do one, either I'll fucking hit you over the head with this mic stand. Or
ooh, that's like an actual threat.
No, I said, if you come up and hit me,
oh.
I will.
Oh.
I will.
Well, he was getting that mad?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell because he was a big dude. And I go, or... What are you going to throw a bottle? Or, you know, either way, you're going to get hit with a mic stand, arrested, or sued. And he said, I don't get mad, I get even. I go, what are you going to do? Make me sit in a chair while you get up and do bear comedy?
What did the audience do?
They were fucking dying. Go, how are you going to get even, huh? You're going to tie me down? And I went a long way to tell the punchline to that story. I get so mad when people fucking... They're talking and they're not listening. And they go, well, be funny. Go, shut the fuck up. And you're going, oh, they're golfing. They think they're so hot. The girl thinks she's so fucking hot. You fucking half a fucking hot. Like
half a hot? She's a half a hot?
She was half a hot. They think they're so fucking hot. Like,
which
shut
half?
The fuck up.
Which half
I'm not
is
even
hot?
Thinking about you. Fucking.
You just let them know. I don't like girls.
What do you
My
mean?
My wife is half a man.
Yeah, just go
like
fuck yourselves. Don't talk to me like that. You don't fucking talk to me like
you
that.
You don't fucking talk. I know, but it is. Don't poke a boxer.
I tape Friday and Saturday. I'm going to tape in Philly, too. And see what... I had the new CD.
That story, though, really made me realize that I'm not telling enough stories where I have the last laugh.
I didn't have the last laugh.
Where I get one in.
No, I'm just telling you how it is.
Oh, no. You were like... Let me tell you the setup to this amazing punchline I had.
It was a good punchline. What are you going to do, hold me down and make me watch bad comedy? Is that how you're going to get it?
Well, but then it's not the greatest. It's not the greatest because you're saying you're bad comedy.
Yeah, because I'm showing a little vulnerability.
Oh, okay. Got you.
You got, you know, when, you know, and then like I'm doing my show and then I did one joke that didn't work. I go, oh, maybe that guy is right. You know, you see what I'm saying? It's a lot of psychology involved. And I know.
You know the psychology.
I know the psychology. You got
to You're a pleasure to watch. I know that. I learn something every time.
I'm fucking good. I'm good on stage.
I know.
I really am.
I know.
That's one thing I know I can do is comedy when I'm not nervous. And I know I'm good in meetings when we go to meetings. Fucking good in meetings.
How about on this podcast? Are you good?
Fucking, I'm okay.
You're on fire.
I'm not on fire.
You got energy.
My hands are crossed.
Today I started, honestly, you have so much energy. I started wondering if you might have that, like, what's that disease that Michael J. Fox has?
Parkinson's?
Yeah, you're moving around a lot. You're telling stories. Your head is going. Your shoulders, your arms.
I thought I'm still excited over that $25 fucking coupon.
Yeah, that's where it all started.
I'm very excited over that. Fucking dumb scale. I weigh myself and then I reweigh myself. And I had to go out and buy another scale today because I just don't trust the other scale.
This is the now. How did that, right on the heels of the $25 gift card, the scale I bought, like how did, just explain to me how those two thoughts butted up against each other.
Because the scale was $27, $2 more than $25.
Oh, so it made you remember.
Yeah, I just, that I fucking,
that you,
because that scale that we have
upstairs.
You're still
down $2, basically.
That scale, you weigh yourself and then you weigh yourself again, you're either lighter or heavier.
But also, why the scale story?
Yeah.
Just help me understand how this might be entertaining to anyone.
Because they're going through, people, weight is a big problem in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not obese.
We're not obese?
Yeah, obese. Obese.
Obese. Did you really think it was obese?
No, obese.
That would be kind of mean if the doctor would be like, look, you're obese. You're obese.
It would be kind of mean?
You pronounced a beast. You're a beast.
Whoa.
I'm doing some wordplay.
Play on words with Bonnie now. You know what you haven't done in a while? People are missing your voices.
No, they don't. Yeah. I got enough emails saying, hey.
What?
Cut that shit.
No, do one voice. Do you haven't done it.
Just give me. You know what I'm not good at? These caricatures. I like a very specific. You give me a very specific.
Topic.
This is a girl who this happened to. You know, this is a girl who was raped an hour ago.
What kind of?
I'm just saying. Like, I'm not saying that's the thing. Although I am good at raped girls. I don't know why.
What, you want to do an improv? Is that your, what are we, the growlings?
I won't do a scene about that. I'm just saying I'm able to do that impression.
All right, you're a Canadian girl that moves to the States, does comedy, and falls for another comic.
Okay. Okay, good. I got it. About how much time should I do? See, I don't have to do stuff about the thing you gave me, but that kind of encapsulates. Do you see what I'm saying?
Encapsulates.
Everything in that one line.
Oh, wow. It's Big Word Bonnie.
Encapsulates?
In Big Word Bonnie. Welcome to Big Word Bonnie.
I said it wrong. It's encapsulates.
All right. So what else is going on? We're at 43 minutes. Two more minutes. Two more minutes.
Boom. Gone. Gonzoed. We got another podcast coming up.
Oh, the live show.
May 20th. May 20th, same place, Village Underground, New York City.
75%.
You heard all about it before. You wished you were there. Why don't you get tickets now?
Oh, we got to do a read. We got a new read.
Oh, give me the read.
But they sent us a new one. Let me get it on my phone.
Let me just finish with this.
What?
Can we say who the guest is?
Well, we're 75% sure. He said yes, but, you know, something could come up.
Well,
as of now, Norton's going to be the...
Jim Norton is going to be our marriage counselor.
And he...
Which I think he might be a good marriage counselor. Like, I know that he has many, 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 many personal problems of his own. I just, I, you know, I think he'll take my side, which is all I really look for in a marriage counselor.
I'm trying to find, we have a new read. I mean, it's the same, you know, whatever.
Same product.
Same. Oh, here it is. Dollar Shave Club.
I'm just going to read
this.
Not...
I got it here. Hold on. This is the read right here.
Why don't you do it?
No. Let me see. Dollar Shave Club.
Oh, for my birthday. By the way, we didn't talk about this either. You sent me a dick pic on my birthday.
But I got a better one now. Who's that?
Stop.
All right. Instructions. We got instructions. Hold on. Oh, okay. You ready?
Yeah. Want me to do it?
Okay, here. Guys.
Ladies, take a breather. This is for the fellas.
What's more painful, shaving with a crusty old blade or shelling out $25 for a pack of new ones?
Mm.
They are. They're that much money. I'm not lying. We already talked about
it. What is? They're asking a question. I think you should answer it. What is more painful?
I would say...
old blade or...
I'd say the old blade because the 25 wouldn't bother me as much because I saved $25 last night on dinner. So I... Okay. So look it. Don't make that choice. Join Dollar Shave Club for a couple bucks a month. And it's true. It's a couple bucks a month. DollarShaveClub.com will ship amazing quality blades and other cool bathroom stuff right to your door. I mean, cool stuff. What? Don't say anything negative.
I'm not.
Because.
I'm not talking.
Okay. It couldn't be easier. You just pick.
Why can't they do ladies' blades? Why is it only for guys? It's kind of sexist.
I don't know. Maybe they have ladies' stuff too.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to buy from them because they're sexist.
They're not sexist. You can't say negative things about a company when I'm doing. That's what people.
I'm going to write an article about this and put it on Jezebel. Get something started.
What's Jezebel? Is that some lady site?
Yeah.
Ugh. They call it Jezebel? That's already negative.
There's right? like the lady sites are all called. Ew. Like.
It's so hard to read this with a booger stain
on
my phone.
Stop, Rich. Come on.
All right. Let's start from the beginning. Guys, what's more painful? Shaving with a crusty old blade or shelling out $25 for a pack of new ones? Don't make that choice. Don't.
I'll leave. You can just finish.
No, you here. You do the read.
No,
because you
do
one better.
I'm not looking at your phone with a
hold on.
Booger thing.
It's not there. Hold on. You do these better than me. And don't say, fucking AIDS or anything that, that's what.
Remember when the bartender goes, what movie are you going to? And you go, no one. She goes, what's that about? And you completely were like, are you fucking kidding me? You were so mean to her. I thought she was going to start crying.
I don't care. She's a bartender with tattoos. She can handle it.
You were like, Jesus, that name sounds familiar.
Who goes, what's that about when you're going to see Noah?
People are named Noah. It might not be about...
Oh, really? They made a movie about Noah Stromsky or whatever his name is?
It could just be a movie about a kid or something named Noah. There are movies that just have a name. How about Jack Reacher?
Well, yeah. Jack Reacher didn't build an ark.
Okay. You don't understand what I'm saying.
I do understand.
There are people named Noah.
Yeah. And there's one that's pretty famous.
Guys, it couldn't be easier. Just pick one of the great razors... from DollarShaveClub.com. And like clockwork, you get a package in the mail once a month. Everything you need for a great shave. And Dollar Shave Club blades are just as good as the big boys, but they're a fraction of the price.
They are. They're good. I use them.
What are big boy razors? That's like a type of razor?
No, like the other companies, the big boys. I don't want to use their names because we're doing Dollar Shave Club read. So I'm not going to give anybody else any free plugs.
Hey, do you shave every day?
Yes.
Yeah, well then join the club, or if you're not an everyday shaver, join the club and opt for delivery every other month. Maybe you don't need that many razors. Then it's $6 a year. Is it really that cheap? It seems. I feel like there's little kids involved somewhere in a foreign country. Okay. With Dollar Shave Club, you can afford to treat yourself to a fresh blade every week, and nothing feels better than that. Stop trudging to the store for overpriced blades. If there's one thing I know, it's Rich every couple of days. Ugh, See him getting his galoshes on.
There is nothing that
trudging
feels
trudging out to the store.
There's nothing that feels better. I remember the other night when you were blowing me, I go, stop, I'm going to shave.
Yeah. Oh, nothing feels better. And stop cutting up your face by squeezing too many shaves out of that last blade in the pack. Join Dollar Shave Club. You'll never... You could use one. You could use one every shave if you wanted. Yeah, that you would. Do you do that?
No, because mine have five blades in them, so they last a while.
Yeah, they've got more than razors too. You got to try their Dr. Carver's Easy Shave Butter, the best thing you can put on your face before shaving it. They've also got their One Wipe Charlies, the peppermint infused butt wipes for men. Men love peppermint infused anything. Join everyone here at My Wife Hates Me podcast and the hundreds of thousands of guys who have upgraded to the smarter way to shave. I'm not doing the shave time, shave money bullshit. Join Dollar
Shave.
Do
bold letters where it says
join dollarshaveclub.com/boss. That's dollarshaveclub.com/boss. Okay.
Do Amazon. Do our Amazon thing.
I don't know how to do our Amazon.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Do Amazon.
Go to amazon.club. You go to Riotcast, My Wife Hates Me, click the link to Amazon and do all your shopping there. And then, right?
Here's Amazon. See, we haven't done any of these things. We got to make some money from this.
If you're going to buy something online, why not look at Amazon.com? It's a great way to help support Riotcast and the My Wife Hates Me podcast. If you do.
Wait, hold on. Folks, this isn't the end, so I don't think you should just cut off now.
Don't cut off.
We might do some more stuff after these.
There's
going
to be some amazing goodbyes after this. If you do, please go to riotcast.com/mywifehatesme and click the Amazon button before you shop. You can also bookmark the page for future purchases. That'll make it really easy. Oh my God, we're becoming.
You're the one who's reading it.
By sending our listeners through this link, Amazon will kick back a small. Oh, that's not. We're not supposed to say that part.
What? That we get a kickback?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got to make some money. This
Amazon has some great
money.
Pricing options for electronics, apparel, computers, books, DVDs, groceries, and more. Like I buy a lot of shit on Amazon. Turns
so do
out.
I.
A lot of books.
I don't buy books on Amazon. I don't buy my books on Amazon.
Why?
Because I don't buy books. Oh, I'm supposed to have a book deal, and they never got back to me. I wonder what the fuck.
Jacqueline thinks that's because of her.
What do you mean?
I talked about Rich so much. She thinks that Rich, my friend Jacqueline Novak, has a book coming out, which actually I read a little bit of it. She's obviously an amazing, amazing writer. Yeah. But the cover looks so good. It's like you would totally buy it. I mean, not you, but.
She was talking about me to her book guy.
But so then Rich had a meeting with her book agent, and I told her that. And then she was like, that's because Jacqueline is the one that is in love with Rich. And everything he does, she spins it into like some amazing, like. What is it about you that she... Anyway, so she was like, I was always talking about Rich to him. So she thinks she got you the book deal. Oh. That's what she thinks. Well, you should get her to write it.
I'm going to pass on it then.
Just so she can have that little feather in her cap. Amazon, click Amazon button before you shop. Oh, go to riotcast.com/mywifehatesme and click the Amazon button before you shop. Okay? Good.
So, what's the name of the place you're at this weekend?
The name of the place, the real place, or the what they're calling it?
Well, where do you find? Yeah, I mean, how do you find it?
The something something diner, the Flemington Diner.
No fucking way! It can't be in a diner.
It's in a diner. They show a picture of it on the thing.
How the fuck can it be in a diner?
It's so embarrassing.
Well, where? Who the fuck does a comedy club in a diner? I don't get it. Is there a special room? It's really getting me mad now. Because when I did the club, it was in a real club. And then they go, well, will Bonnie do it? Yeah. But then they move it to a diner.
Here.
Hold on.
I'll show you the picture of it.
Let me see. This it's is like, fucking... this is really infuriating.
And then it's like...
Oh, Novik's calling. This guy's calling me from...
God.
Hold on. Hello?
Hey, Richard, you called me.
Yes, we're doing our podcast, and can I put you on?
Absolutely, man.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, so okay, to get him to tell about the club first that I'm working on Saturday.
Joey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, see, he sounds good over the phone.
Yeah.
Right now, we were discussing on our podcast where Bonnie's working.
Yep.
And it's kind of like...
He described the room. Can you describe the room for us?
Yes, you have to describe it because she was going to show me a picture. See, when I worked for you, it was in a great... It was in the Holiday Inn, and there was like, what, 200 people that sat or whatever?
Right.
And then you had to move the club for whatever reasons, which doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was kind of unfortunate, but too many complaints on food and bar business and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I could see that. And then you moved it to another place in Flemington, right?
Yeah, we're actually on Route 31. Believe it or not, it's a banquet room in a diner, which sounds kind of like down, but it's a large banquet room, holds about 100 people, and they are very excited to have us there. And the whole theme of it is, you know, a Jersey comedy in a Jersey diner, and when, you know, people come and after the show hang out with the comedians in the diner, it's kind of like, you know, what comedians would do anyway after shows, go out to a diner and eat. And
oh, you don't have to go. You don't have to go out to a diner after. You're at a diner.
See that?
Yeah, you actually, and one of the things that we're going to do in the coming weeks is we're actually going to we're inspired by Jerry Seinfeld getting coffee with comedians in cars. We're actually going to ask the three or four comedians performing to just talk about the show and bullshit about it after the show in a booth in a diner, and we're gonna stream that and put that on our website and put that on our YouTube channel, so people will be able to hear the comedians talk about the show afterwards, and you know, hopefully that will get a little bit of traffic.
Well, you know, I respect how hard you work at stuff, and I think they're
okay. No, let's go to the
hold on. But I could almost 100% guarantee Bonnie McFarlane is not social enough to sit in a booth and talk about how the show went. If I know her correctly, and I kind of know her after 10 years.
I know, I would imagine.
That she doesn't want to sit with some other, whatever, that's probably her. But I could see, here's the thing. When you say comedy and you go diner, your first thought is, ah, shit, there's a salad bar next to me. You know, like, because you remember some of those rooms back in the 80s. Some of them were good and some were bad. But, you know, when there's a banquet room involved, somehow, in my opinion, it's got to be advertised, not diner, banquet. I don't know, banquet facility. You know what I mean? Because...
about a month and a half, and the crowds have been actually much better here than they were at our regular shows at the Holiday Inn. And it's a separate banquet room. It's a
they
separate entrance.
Shows at the Holiday Inn.
You know, people definitely, you know, they don't see the crowds at the diner. They don't see the crowds at the banquet room. But no, it's definitely a thought. It's definitely a thought. I should do that.
I mean, I'm in Philly this weekend. I wish I was in town to come witness. The diner banter. That's what I mean, not the show. I want to see.
Yeah. Well, you can just live stream it. You can live stream it and see it. But first of all, I just also want to just talk for a minute about this email that you sent via Facebook when I said that I do a podcast with Rich called My Wife Hates Me. And you wrote back, "You have a good husband. You should not hate him."
I was telling Richie this when I did the club earlier, is that the arc, and I, you know, look, we're in a business that prides itself on cynicism and sarcasm, okay? And that's what we do every day when we go on stage. You know, we attack, we make fun of, but I have to say, with all due respect, out of the comedians that I know in the business, you know, here's a guy who is really, the arc of his success is something that I'm very impressed with. I really am. Because I've seen him from the early days, and I watched him just, you know, fucking kill on stage. And I really, you know, I really am impressed with that.
Well, no, I do thank you, and I'm very happy that you're in my corner. But I don't know if you really think the title of the podcast is My Wife Hates Me. She doesn't really hate me.
Well,
I know that. Of course, I said that sarcastically, too.
Oh, okay.
See, my wife, who is very sarcastic, doesn't get sarcasm. Okay? So, because I kind of probably thought, and I appreciate that you wrote a 10-page bio for her. No, listen, I'm not her manager. I just try to oversee things and try to make things as smoothly as possible for everybody involved. Because what's smooth for her comes back to making my life smoother. Do you understand?
I can imagine.
And you as a guy that's, you know, in the business of making things work and making money, it's just you want everything to go smoothly, okay? Sure. So, and you're like, you know what? The fact that I've known you for 30 years and the fact now that you're also, besides promoting and running a show, you're also a lawyer. So you can talk your way pretty much out of anything.
I think what he's trying to say is you cannot be trusted.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What she said is basically you can't be trusted, but.
Completely.
No, but I mean, when you call, because we were taught, I swear to God, we're wrapping up this week's podcast. I mean, we tape it, we send it, we're wrapping it up, and we started talking, we do our plugs where we're working at the end of the podcast, and so we're talking about where Bonnie's working, and you totally took the fact that where she's working, you can get early bird special and made it into
this this is the wave of the future. This is what everybody's going to be doing pretty soon. If you look at what the culture is like, they love diners.
So
here's the thing. Comic Clubs started out, I mean, I think one of the best clubs in New Jersey for many years was Rascals.
Yeah.
Okay? And Rascals Club started out in the banquet room of a very mediocre restaurant. I mean, the restaurant was okay, and what drew people in lines out the door was the comedy club. You know, I mean, that was the thing that brought people in. Now, then comedy evolved into the banquet rooms of hotels, you know, where a guy would come in and do a four-wall deal. And, you know, one of the more successful one of those has really been, you know, Bananas has been in the business for 30 years, always in banquet rooms. And, you know, I'm out in Hunter County, I mean, there's not that many places to do this. And I found these guys, you know, and there's like four great businessmen, and they just want to make is money. You know, as long as there's people in the room eating, drinking, having a good time, they're very happy about it. You know, it's in a good location. So, I don't know. I'd like the idea of promoting a Jersey diner. Jersey comedy, and that's kind of been a little bit of press that we've been getting.
Well, okay, I can't tell you how excited I am to go and see you on Saturday night, but I gotta...
All right, Bonnie, we gotta wrap this up. But wait, they serve alcohol, too, in a diner? Like,
no, it's actually a bring-your-own. There's a liquor store two doors down where people actually buy the liquor there and then bring it in.
But that's even... Do you know how drunk people get in some of those situations?
No, we really haven't had that problem at all.
Because that's how we did our wedding. We had bring your own at our wedding.
All right, thank you. I can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Thanks for being on the podcast, and we'll talk.
It's my privilege, man. I'll see you Saturday.
All right, bye.
Thanks.
Well, there you have it, folks. It's not just
it's not a regular. Now I feel like embarrassed that I was making fun of the fact. Now I'm proud.
It's not just a diner.
I'm proud of playing in a diner where you bring your own alcohol. Hey, I've done a lot of things in this business. As who else would have a three-page? But all right. I think this is going to be bucket list. Check it off.
Well, I'm telling you what, you're on your way to doing county fairs. Anyhow, thanks. And I'll see you in Helium this weekend, and she'll see you.
Just go anyway.
It'll be fun. I'm telling you, Bonnie's funny. It doesn't matter where the fuck she's working. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.